Why NFTs are going to be big. The 22nd of January 2022, my name is Nicole and this is the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast episode number 1462.
This podcast is sponsored by
Podbot Door AI. Where are NFTs going? People who guess and who claim to know may be trying to sell you something. What we do know is that the number of people buying NFTs will almost certainly increase. In fact, with a flood of new NFTs flooding into the marketplace created by people looking to capitalize on current trends, a drop in NFT prices is inevitable. NFT investor Andrew Locknot says that in general, big brands are spending money on NFTs because the digital world is the future. I think 2022 will be the year that NFTs will impact many digital industries and platforms. While investing in digital may seem strange, NFTs are currently on a wild trajectory that is often said to be heading for the moon. It's true that NFTs can be anything digital, but most of the hype right now is about using technology to sell digital art. Most of the discussion is about the evolution of NFTs as fine art collections and is limited to digital art. Unlike other brands that have released NFTs in recent weeks, McDonald's doesn't sell digital images. The digital art market is going to be crazy compared to all NFTs. Digital art and game characters will be nothing compared to the incredible possibilities of NFT. First, NFTs must have some originality and good marketing and branding. Despite so much noise, a clear message about what NFT stands for as a brand in the digital world is vital. Also, big brands are coming into play, such as Taco Bell, Pizza Hut, and Pringles launching their own NFTs. Over the past few days, brands have joined the multi-million dollar NFT movement, with companies from Taco Bell to Charmin minting their own non-fungible tokens. Sotheby's has become the latest name for an art institution to venture into NFTs through a partnership with anonymous digital artist Pac and NFT marketplace Nifty Gateway. With Ethereum-backed digital art that provides true ownership and market appeal to consumers, NFTs could be an exciting new world for passionate brands. NFT is an exciting digital art and cryptocurrency revolution with far-reaching implications for brands. NFT is what happens when digital artists, blockchains, and cryptocurrency aficionados collide. From memes to music, NFTs have made headlines as collectors and investors outdo each other in terms of action. And while this new technology seems to have taken the world by storm with many high-priced auctions, most of the clickbait ads you've likely come across remain a bit shy about the details. An NFT, on the other hand, is a single, digitally encoded asset that someone can own and whose value depends on what a buyer is willing to pay. While one Bitcoin is directly interchangeable with another, NFTs are the opposite, as the underlying asset is somewhat unique and cannot be traded in a similar way. The difference between NFTs and cryptocurrencies is that they have unique identifiers and metadata to distinguish one NFT from another. Ethereum is a cryptocurrency, just like Bitcoin or Dogecoin, but its blockchain also supports these NFTs, which store additional information that makes them work differently from, for example, the ETH coin. Well, just like cryptocurrencies, NFTs are stored in digital wallets. To put this into perspective, NFTs can tokenize all digital and real assets such as art, real estate, carbon credits, stocks, collectibles, and even personal data. NFTs are digital representations of collectibles such as art, and Olleri believes they are capable of verifying ownership of real-world items such as watches and cars. Chainalysis stated that the NFT market has grown to $41 billion in 2021. According to attorney Tal Lifshitz, partner and co-chair of the cryptocurrency, digital assets and blockchain group at Miami-based Kosiak Tropin and Throckmorton, it's easy to see why big brands are spending a lot of money on NFTs. While big brands are spending millions on digital assets, there are many reasons why new investors are wary of NFTs. Even Vignesh Sundarsan, the entrepreneur who bought Beeple's record-breaking art, considers investing in NFTs a huge risk. And, even crazier than investing in cryptocurrencies. Instead, NFTs are often seen more as an art investment that will hopefully gain value over time. However, some argue that the advancement and popularity of NFTs is pushing us towards a blockchain revolution that will change consumer capitalism as we know it. What I'm going to do today is see where I think NFTs are heading in 2022, and some interesting ways to invest, if you
will. But maybe now you understand NFTs a little better and some of the big problems that come with them, or maybe you don't and you click on the next article under this one on Google to see if it explains it better. But many people are still scratching their heads as to what NFT really is and are struggling to figure it out. The obvious answer is that people buy NFTs for the same reasons they buy art. Some buy it for artistic value, while others use it for trade or as a store of value. Also, if we spend most of our lives in virtual worlds in the future, the things we buy there will most likely also be bought and sold as NFTs. The free flow of assets and data between blockchains with bridges to Ethereum and Bitcoin will unlock the potential of DeFi, NFTs and more. If it enters this space, NFTs will be a great way to bring digital goods, services, upgrades and features to the gaming world. You can think of things like owning land in a game, having your own unique character, or running a business in a game environment as mature opportunities for verifiable ownership. Some of them actually use NFTs, while others simply use the principle of democratized investing. NFTs convert resources into tokens so they can move around this system. Digital money as part of a decentralized NFT buying system eliminates intermediaries. These digital assets become NFTs when those who want to sell their work register on the market and mint digital tokens by uploading and verifying their information on the blockchain. For those who don't have that kind of money, NFTs are also used to trade collectibles like baseball cards and PC game items like swords and avatar skins. The most commonly used cryptocurrency to buy NFTs is Ethereum, the native cryptocurrency of Ethereum. For the uninitiated, NFTs are tokenized versions of assets that can be traded on a blockchain, the digital ledger technology behind cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin and Ethereum.
This is all for today, guys. My name is Nicole and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye-bye.
PodBot Door AI.